Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I can't even think of the words to express what it is. It's just the power of music.
Alrighty, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. This is Kevin Clement, and with me is
The Coop.
Adam Coop. And we're filling in for Patrick and Jim today, and we're talking Perfect Pop, doing some great Perfect Pop tunes. Adam and I have each had one pick. If you haven't heard them, go back and listen. Some great tunes. So, Adam, it's your turn. So what song did you choose for your second Perfect Pop?
Well, the second one that I chose, actually, in talking through it, this is actually a submission by my wife, Nicole.
Nicole.
So Oasis. Awesome. Oasis is one of Nicole's favorite bands. Rightfully so. Man, they knew how to write a rock song.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think the peak of Oasis songwriting is Don't Look Back in Anger. That song. Oh. They've got a lot of great songs. Don't Look Back in Anger, I think, is a perfect pop song. I think it's one that is going to be around for years to come.
Oh, yeah. More than definitely. And yeah, that one was written by Noel Gallagher, and it was number one on the singles chart in Ireland and the UK, and it was the 10th biggest selling single in the UK in 1996. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
Oasis, you got to have her Oasis shirt on. Awesome. And Noel, of course, yeah. Noel on the back.
I didn't know you were recording this.
Hey.
Anyway.
Hey, you know, gotta love them. And look, this album was so freaking huge in 1996. I was working at the record store. Ding, ding, ding. Do that. But this was the big time I was working at the music store. I was just about to graduate from college. It was just huge. We had a 5-disc CD changer, if you remember those. And that CD never left the rotation. It was always in there. You could always change out some others, but that one had to stay. And it was one of those during Christmas time, and we would get, there would come like 30 CDs to one case, little box. And we just had tons and tons of those. And we'd have like 5 CDs that were put out, you know, in the store, but the rest of them were just behind the counter. So as soon as someone came up with that, we just gave them one from behind the counter and put that one back. It's like, well, why take it out of the security case? Let's just keep on going.
That
was a big one.
I know that this song, I guess it gets a bad rap because the intro kind of sounds like Imagine, right? That little piano part kind of sounds like Imagine, but then I think it takes a sharp turn into the Oasis sound, which, you know, the Oasis sound kind of is the Beatles sound, but regardless, I think that it's just a lot of fun. Again, it's got that sing-along chorus.
Yeah.
Like, I can just picture arm in arm, maybe 2 or 3 beers too many, just belting this song out, which I may have done at a Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds concert because he does still play this live.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. And they're just, you know, just a little bit influenced by the Beatles. Just a little.
A little. But who hasn't been, right?
This is true. But yeah, but it brought along that whole movement in the UK, and also it was a big album.
Yes, and, it was.
Yeah, it was one of those for a while. I'd me and my best friend, whenever I'd see him, I was like, what's the story, Morning Glory?
Yep. Yeah, we can't get enough of that album around here. Of course, we've got it on vinyl as well. And it's just, that's a solid album. I mean, that's, man, we're talking about perfect pop. I mean, that's an argument for a perfect album. I think it's solid.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's no filler on that album. It's just killer. It just goes at you. Wonderwall slows down a little bit, but other than that, it's just just a killer album. So yeah, definitely really great song. And that's the one I could have put at, in case people didn't know, I have a radio show on Rockin' the Suburbs radio and Miscellaneous Debris. And I had a whole show on Distortion, and that I could have put any song from that album.
Yeah.
On there. Well, hey, except for Wonderwall. But
real quick, before you move on, I love your radio show, man. It's so much fun. Listen, everyone, you got to check out Miscellaneous Debris. You play some great stuff on there, man.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. So if you like a little bit of everything, you'll definitely like it. It's on Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
And that Mardi Gras episode was awesome.
I love to have fun with that. I don't want to saturate everybody with the Louisiana stuff. And I don't have a ton of it, but, you know, I'll throw some in every now and again, you know, just for fun.
Yeah, I hear you.
But yeah, and you know, I live exactly 50 miles from the French Quarter.
Wow.
So you know, I'm not that far. So yeah, we know how to do Mardi Gras down here. Alrighty, so yeah, everybody make sure that you go to suburbspod.com and check out the Suburbs Fest South, which is going to be held in Louisville, Kentucky, August 3rd through 5th. I'll be there. The Coop will be there. Sure. Kevin Patrick will be there. It's going to be a ton of fun. So make sure you go to suburbspod.com. The whole itinerary is out there. We're going to Louisville Bats minor league baseball game. We're going to have a live hootenanny and an open mic night. And it all culminates with Dash Rip Rock and The Excuses. Dash Rip Rock is a New Orleans band, if you didn't know. And Lord, I've gone to Fred's just right outside of LSU's campus and seen them many, many times. And they're Fred's has been there for like ever and ever. It's just kind of a it's one of those places that looks like it's about to fall down at any moment, but it looked like that back in the 80s. So
those are the best places to see shows.
Exactly. And they tear it up every time they go. Dash Rip Rock, make sure you come. It always a fun show. Well, Coop, you got anything else, sir?
No. I mean, you can always reach out to me. I'm sure Mike Wagner has some thoughts on Oasis.
Probably a few.
Feel free to reach out to me. So I'm at Adam Coop 16 on Twitter, but I'm just Adam Coop on Facebook. You can find me there in the community.
There you go. And I'm at Da Cajun Music Man. It's D-A Cajun Music Man, no spaces. So make sure you follow us, and you can also follow the podcast at Suburbs Pod, or you can follow the radio station at Suburbs Radio. So thank you, everybody, for listening.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might a better place to play. You said that you've never been, but all the things that you've seen slowly fade away. So I start a revolution from my bed.
maybe two or three beers too many.